The Remains of COVID is a project inspired by the sudden death of Daniel Hernandez's beloved mother, Lucia. After she passed, he sat for days in his childhood home surrounded by her personal items. The Coveting of Lucia, Condolences From, is a small series of stark still lifes of the withering sympathy floral arrangements Hernandez received that capture love, life, decay, and death. Remains of COVID is a collaborative effort, and Hernandez is inviting those who have lost a loved one to share images. Here to tell us about this project is Daniel Nano Hernandez. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you, Marina. Thank you for having me.
So you and I checked in early on in the pandemic, and you had moved here kind of hiding, you know, in shelter from LA. And then there was this weird turn of events. So share with us.
I came for 2 weeks to spend the, and originally the pandemic was, 2 weeks and come back to work. 2 weeks later, when the 2 weeks happened, it was like, we don't know when you're coming back to work, you know, everybody.
Yeah.
And then my work, I had here 2 months, 3 months, July, August, September. And then they were like spring, and now they're fall.
Right.
So I know I have a job with NBC in LA, and I mean, I'm going to see what else I can do. But really, Marina, I love it here so much in El Paso, I don't want to go back. I'm so calm. Traffic is nothing. Prices are amazing. I'm just like, I'm the advocate for El Paso.
Good. I'm glad you rediscovered us. This whole time that you were here, were you at home with your mom? Were you in your childhood home?
Yes, I was here. You know, my parents moved in 41 years ago, and my dad passed away 3 years ago. And so it was just my mom and I, and the only people we would see, I have one brother that lives close by, and that's pretty much it. That whole time was just my mom and I.
So tell us about her.
Well, it's funny because she was so paranoid. You know, sometimes we'd go to her favorite store, Walmart, at 7 a.m. when it opened, so nobody would be around. And by the fall, she was just too paranoid. And I understand. I was too. And we didn't do anything. And she wouldn't go out. And then she decided she wanted to go see some family in Nashville for Christmas. And everybody was like, don't go. You know, like, they say not to go. And she went. And she said, she actually called me from Nashville. And she said, we went to this restaurant and it was full and nobody was wearing masks. I was the only one wearing a mask.
Oh, no.
And I that's exactly what I said. I was like, oh, my God. And then Christmas Day, I talked to her, and she said, I'm getting a little tickle. It's just a cold. I said, I don't know, Mom. I don't know. I said, try and stay, and she wouldn't stay, which I'm glad she didn't now. But my whole – she wouldn't see my brother and his family, so they all got sick. But we didn't know yet. Everybody, they still thought it was a cold. Oh, it was just a tickle.
Right.
Which is, and I was like, oh, that's exactly what they say. You know, mm-hmm. It's like, do you not listen to the news? Anyway, she came back and I picked her up at the airport. The minute I saw her, she just looked different. Everything was different. The cough was different. All of her aches and pains were different. And I knew she was sick. And then it just kind of declined from there. It was pretty tragic.
I know that just from having met you that the last time, you very much express yourself through your art, and in following you on social media, seeing you go through this, you know, it was painful for us out here in the world, but then you turned it into art in the most beautiful way. Was that your intention all along, or was that how you were processing?
Not at all, but I was so, it was so overwhelming, and I think I just kept finding these little objects. I kept finding little things. Even when she was in the hospital, I'd find an old photo album or I'd find a ring. And I love to document everything as it is. Have you seen on social media? I'm always posting something.
Yeah.
And to me, it was so unique to discover these things. And after being away for so long, and it was so refreshing. It was really beautiful. It was like little treasures I was finding. And what happened is after my mom passed, and then I had all these flowers in the house. I remember the day after my mom passed, I got a bouquet, like the door rang at 9 a.m. And I was like, what is somebody, why is somebody here? And I go to the door and they had flowers. And I honestly, I was like, I was about to say, you have the wrong house. Like, what are you doing here? That first flower bouquet was so hard because it was the reality. Excuse me. It just doesn't seem real still. Like, it feels like the coronavirus is on TV. It's not in my house. It didn't happen to my mom. I mean, she went to church. She did this. She did everything right. Well, except for the last trip. But it's still shocking. It just feels like it's something that happens to other people.
Yeah.
And somewhere else in New York, in LA. And for it to hit, my whole family got sick. I was in the hospital. It's still shocking that it hit us to that this has happened.
Yeah.
And in finding these little things as I did, I just celebrated them. I loved them so much. And when the flowers came, after 2 weeks, my brother and my sister-in-law came over and they're like, no, you need to throw these out. I can smell the water. It's rotting. And I was like, no, I'm not throwing them out. I wasn't ready. And I had this memory of those Cindy Sherman rotting food plates. I don't know if you remember those.
I do.
And I said, you know what? I'm just going to shoot them really quick. And I was going to take some pictures and then throw them out. And then it just kind of, I did it on my iPhone and then they didn't come out. And I said, well, let me go get a camera. So then I got into three cameras till I figured out how to use one correctly that I liked. And then from there, I was like, oh, I'm doing this was already, then that was the project started. It just kind of snowballed. And then as well as like when I started finding these little, like I kept saying, these little treasures, I was like, you know what? Other people are going through this as well. And I always go back to AIDS because like, and I always say this as a gay man, I remember that last, for me, it was a pandemic, an epidemic. And all those little treasures that I have of like my friends that died, I still have, a Christmas card, or something like that. And I treasure those. And so even like the AIDS quilt, I was thinking like how, at the time, actually, when I had the idea, I think in February, I looked up memorials and there was nothing. I was actually surprised, but we were also still in the middle of it. And I said, you know what, I'm going to do something because I'm a person that I have to do something when I get that feeling. And even like at Christmas, I put a thing on Facebook. I was just trying to raise money to get some food and clothes to the shelters here in El Paso. And I raised about $1,300. I took stuff to the Children's Crisis Center. I took stuff to Annunciation House just to do it. Cause I felt like I just was like, I love helping people and I love doing things. And this is how everything manifested with this idea and this art project.
Well, and there seems, you said something about, like accepting it first with the accepting of the flowers. Maybe it was accepting that it had happened, and then with the getting rid of them, kind of accepting that, it's time to move on. I mean, is that what you were feeling? Or, it's really interesting how you describe those two moments.
I still have all the flower arrangements in the house.
You do?
Because, I feel like, is that Mrs. Havisham in that one book? That where, with that house that's all full of cobwebs and stuff. But I keep thinking, I'm like, I'm going to reshoot them. And then now I've already started getting them out to print. And so I'm like, but I'm going to hold on to them. I feel like there's one more thing I can do with them. And I just don't know yet.
You're not ready. You're not done yet.
As you can see.
Yeah, I can see them. I mean, we're on radio, but folks can't see. You are surrounded by these flowers. I thought it was one of those virtual backgrounds, but no.
I have the casket, the sprays around that go around the casket still around me. They're just decayed, and I think there's a beauty to them. My inner goth loves them so much.
Okay, so tell us about the collaborative part, because you said you were looking for memorials. You didn't find anything, so you essentially created one. But like you said, there are so many people going through the same thing that you're going through. Maybe they're not surrounded by dead flowers, but they're going through it. So how can they process and become a part of this project?
Well, I have my website is www.theremainsofcovid.com, and I'm accepting submissions on there. I'm just asking for an image of like an object, that one object that you kept of your loved one that is there your reminder? It might be a ring, it might be their glasses, it might be their letter. I want to see that. I'm not using names because I want it to be anonymous. I am using the date of death. I think it's kind of beautiful, and people can kind of, if there's not a name, you can kind of put yourself into that image when you see something. And I'm just asking for one sentence of just a brief description. And I have a few right now. I have a few I still haven't posted, but I would like to get, you know, something going more and do some sort of art project with it, whether it be some sort of book or some sort of art show with it. But there's something there. And again, I like the AIDS crisis. So much amazing and poignant art came from that experience. And I think that's what's going to start happening in the next year for sure. In the movies, and there'll be paintings, and there'll be, you know, everything's going to start happening because everybody was hit emotionally so hard. And right now, even today, when I was trying to look, doing my research for this, I was like, it kind of seems like it's over, but you know, it's really not.
It's not.
You know, it's over maybe in our little part of America to some extent, but it's not really in the world, and really it's not even over here. And I feel like people are just, when I've talked to people that have had loved ones pass, it's almost like they don't want to talk about it. It's like they're ashamed that it happened to their family. And I'm like, you know what? My mom was the best person in the world. You know, as soon as you were leaving on a trip, she sent you off with two burritos. You know, yeah. Anyone. You know, it happened to her. So there's no shame that it happened. We're experiencing a unique worldwide moment. You know, this is, you know, thank God we didn't have a world war during our lifetimes, but we have this. And I want to make it something from it. And that's why I'm really set on doing this project.
No, it's beautiful. And you know, it's funny, you know, I have these conversations week in and week out, and it's that, you know, creatives, I mean, in this weird, I don't know if it's macabre way, but I know that the art that's going to come from this moment is going to be something else.
Yeah, I agree. And even, well, the residual effects still, I think, of COVID is going to create even more interesting things in our world. And for instance, I had COVID in January. I was in the hospital on January 11th. And for the longest time, I had this thing they call the COVID fog. And I honestly was like, I could barely even think. I really couldn't think clearly. And I still haven't fully gotten my mind back together. Like, I can't read a book. I can read about half a page, and then I'm like, I have to stop. It's like, it's so weird. And my smell is completely messed up. I'm constantly smelling bad smells. I constantly smell like a cigarette. And like, sometimes I want to cry because I can't go to sleep. It wakes me up in the middle of the night. It's like that. What is that? The water torture. It's a constant. It's like that constant. But for me, it's this constant smell. And so COVID is still there in a different way. And yeah, 600,000 people have died, but there's 3 million more that just had it. Mm-hmm. So that's still COVID. You know, that's still part of the experience, and people are still recovering from little things. And granted, a lot of people were asymptomatic, and God bless them, but a lot of people weren't. And that's, I want to make a memorial for that.
And so there you have it. Today, my guest has been artist Daniel Nano Hernandez. You're all invited to contribute to the remainsofcovid.com. Submit a photo, a date of your loved one who has passed, and he'll vet them. Daniel, thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you very much, Marina. Thank you. I appreciate it.